Imagine, if you will, an elevated park above the Seattle waterfront. That's the proposal in the so-called Park My Viaduct initiative. It's called that because the park would include a small portion of the Alaskan Way Viaduct. Initiative organizer Kate Martin explained that plan to Bill Radke.
It would be 1 mile long. You could go up there and take a perfectly level stroll with your friends and family, make a 2 mile loop, get your exercise in, and be totally inspired by that 360-degree view. Putting this elevated park there lets us have a car-free open space, create 6 acres of land worth over $200 million right there that we create out of thin air for the future of Seattle.
Well, the thing is, there's already a plan for Seattle's waterfront. It was put together by the Central Waterfront Committee. Former Seattle Mayor Charlie Royer is co-chair of that committee. He told Ross Reynolds the committee is not enchanted with the Park My Viaduct proposal.
These are being treated like competing proposals in the media, and they are in no way competing proposals. The city, the state, and the private nonprofit partners are all implementing hundreds of millions of dollars in design and construction work. So it seems to me that this scheme, which is intended to advantage a private developer who's funded the whole thing, it seems to me to be a little bit late to the party.
Does it take away from the planning that's already gone on?
Well, my concern about it, Ross, really is not the idea. I mean, we've talked about these ideas for 5 to 8 years with, you know, hundreds of meetings and thousands of people. Ours has been a very transparent public involvement process, and these people just are like a dozen people who are talking to themselves and have raised $300,000 from Martin Selig to buy signatures to get it on the ballot. This is a waterfront for all. Now, they may say theirs is a waterfront for all. They've appropriated all of our planning, all of our messaging, and their signature gatherers were out saying, if you really want a great waterfront for all, support this. We got bike lanes, we got all this stuff, and they didn't know what they were talking about. So it seems to me the process is really bad, and it reminds me of the monorail process that, you know, took 10 years from 1997 to 2007, cost millions and millions of dollars to the city's taxpayers without ever turning a piece of dirt. This is exactly the same scheme from almost many of the same people who were on that project. My big concern is that it will confuse people who already has probably 20,000 of them.
20,000 people who signed the initiative.
Yeah.
This is an initiative. It will go on the ballot. Will you actively try to kill the Park My Viaduct initiative?
3 mayors now, 3 city councils have almost unanimously supported this process and have appropriated millions of dollars of money to implement it. Now, it seems to me that it is, one, not fair, but I don't think fairness has anything to do with politics and initiatives. I mean, look at the front page of the paper today. I mean, Iman is back with another initiative. This stuff goes on all the time. But I don't think that those of us who have responsible positions in the government and in the community should just put down our plans when somebody comes in from left field with some wacky plan that has no opportunity of being funded and doesn't accomplish the goals that the state and the city have told us they want to accomplish. I hope you've read the language of the ordinance that it would be implemented by the initiative. It says that the city has to commit unrevealed amounts of money from any fund they have in the city. It says that the city has to turn over city land to this public development authority, like the Monorail Public Development Authority. You know, just turn it over to this PDA board, and is controlled by these people who have put this initiative together, probably a dozen of them. It just seems to me that this is a scam, Ross, that and it's frustrating to me, and I apologize for getting heated about this. But don't go on a he said, she said kind of conversation over something that is never going to happen, that experienced people in government know doesn't have a chance. And I'm not even sure it'll get on the ballot when the council gets a good look at it.
former Seattle Mayor Charlie Royer, co-chair of the Central Waterfront Committee. You heard his honor fulminating about developer Martin Seelig's financial support for this plan. Well, after Ross talked with Royer, the Puget Sound Business Journal reported Seelig decided to stop financing the Park My Viaduct initiative. We'll see if the measure makes it to the ballot. On Monday, the Seattle City Council is expected to start discussing when Seattle residents will vote on Park My Viaduct. Could happen as early as February 2016.